No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Monday, October 31st, 2016. I'm Ace Frehley in for David Brown. Happy Halloween. Everyone settle down. We'll do our costumes in a bit, but nothing funny about our top story. Do you remember where you were on June 26th, 2015? We were right here in the studio getting reaction to a decision making same-sex marriage the law of the land. But as much of a landmark case as that was, some believe it left open the scope of that right. Which brings us back to today. Does the same-sex marriage decision compel employers to extend benefits to married same-sex couples? Governor Greg Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton have filed an amicus brief with the Texas Supreme Court regarding that very question. They're asking the all-Republican panel of judges to reconsider a case challenging Houston's benefits policy for same-sex couples, married same-sex couples. That's an important point here. It's a case which, by the way, the court has already considered effectively letting the benefits policy stand for some same-sex couples, or should say all same-sex couples. Joining us to help sort things out, Charles Rocky Rhodes, who's professor of law at the South Texas College of Law. Welcome to The Standard.
Thanks for having me on the program, David.
So last year's Supreme Court ruling, I think most people know, made gay marriage the law of the land. Why are Texas's top officials asking for this particular case to get reviewed? Wasn't this considered at least once before by the Texas Supreme Court?
Yes, the Texas Supreme Court earlier decided that they were not going to review this case, that the decision of the appellate court was correct. Mm-hmm. And what this case involved is Marinese Parker in the city of Houston provided same-sex benefits, insurance benefits, employee benefits, to couples who had been married in other states.
Got it.
Before the Supreme Court allowed same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And this case had been brought by two taxpayers challenging her ability to do that.
And at that time, the court said, we're going to let the lower court case stand, which said that they were, in fact, entitled to those benefits, correct?
Well, originally, when the case was brought, since the U.S. Supreme Court hadn't decided the Obergefell decision, the city of Houston actually lost the case. But then on appeal, the appellate court said, well, now that the U.S. Supreme Court has decided that same-sex marriage is essentially the law of the land,
right,
that you cannot deny same-sex spousal benefits through employee plans that are offered by a public employer, such as the city of Houston.
But the Texas Supreme Court never considered that narrow definition, that narrow question, right?
Right. The case went up to the Texas Supreme Court, and the Texas Supreme Court said, we don't want to hear this case, essentially. They have discretionary review, and they decided that they were not going to hear the case at all.
So now, why is it that you now have three Texas politicians, we have the Attorney General, you have the Lieutenant Governor, and the Governor, all saying, court, we need you to consider this, even though you cast it aside last go-round?
I think you nailed it, David, because they're politicians. They've submitted an extremely strange brief. It's kind of like writing a recipe and creating a great list of ingredients, but then not explaining and providing any directions about how those ingredients can be formed to make a cake or whatever it is that you're trying to eat. The brief actually makes some good points. They're very technical legal points about the difference between judgments and opinions of the Supreme Court and which are binding,
mm-hmm.
but then it never explains how, in this case, the fact that all governmental entities must recognize same-sex marriages from other states on the same terms and conditions as they would opposite-sex marriages, how that doesn't require that the city of Houston has to provide these benefits. Not only now are we gone from the standpoint that they shouldn't be stopped from doing it, I think now, under the law, they have to provide these benefits if they're providing these benefits to opposite-sex couples. And the governor's brief never explains how, in any way, shape, or form, the city of Houston doesn't have the obligation now to provide these benefits. They just kind of make some grand legal theory points without actually applying it to this particular case.
Is there any reason to believe that the Supreme Court would actually consider this case in light of the this request by these top officials? I mean, is there any legal framework for saying, yes, we'll consider this now?
Obviously, they could, but I don't think the Texas Supreme Court wants to touch this case. Remember, they're elected here in the state of Texas. The reality of this is deciding not to hear this case is an easy way out because the law is pretty clear, as I'm mentioning. They're very good about following the law established by the U.S. Supreme Court. In fact, in the first opinion, there was one judge, Justice Devine, who tried to make a pretty squirrely argument trying to get around what the U.S. Supreme Court had held.
This was the only dissenter, right?
Yeah, he was the one dissenter. But the rest of the court, just without any comment, just allowed the lower decision to be upheld. And I think that's easier for them politically when they run for re-election in the next couple of years, rather than if they issued an opinion talking about that the city of Houston had to provide these same-sex spousal benefits.
It'd be interesting to see what the Supreme Court ultimately decides to do. Charles Rocky Rhodes, professor of law at the South Texas College of Law. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.